I was born on the south side. I was raised on the south side. Everybody stick together like we in the land. Cause it ain't no side like the south side. On the south side.
South side.
South side.
South side.
Doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. From WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central, this is South Side Stories. I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
And I'm Diallo Riddle. We're not taking any guff today.
Not from you guys.
We're the creators of the TV show South Side, and on this podcast, we're taking you to the streets to give you stories from real people about real places on Chicago South Side.
Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different.
Because we're taking a trip out of the South Side?
Well, that too. But that's not until later on.
Michael Jordan said yes.
No.
Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Steve Kerr, Luke Longley?
No, 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 and no.
Dickie Simpkins.
B.J. Armstrong.
Okay.
That's what we were going to do. No, no 90s Bulls, but I do appreciate the Dickie Simpkins reference. That's a deep cut right
there.
Thank
you, bro.
Of course, man. You're thoughtful, homie.
Oh, come on.
But for real, this episode will be different because we're going to turn the spotlight on an issue that's been plaguing in Chicago for years, particularly communities of color.
Oh, you're deep dish pizza.
Absolutely. It's a really... No, I'm kidding. No, not that one.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhealthy. It's not good for you.
No. Oh, wait. So it's not deep dish
no,
pizza.
No,
so
no, this no. Keep guessing.
How's this episode different?
Keep guessing. I want to see if you can get it.
All right. Gosh, the Viagra Triangle.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Also that wrong. Has no, I'm kidding.
That's not it either.
No, one more. One more guess.
You know what? I think it must be... It must be the rooms at the Drake Hotel.
No.
You're talking about Ditka's Steakhouse.
No. Parking tickets.
Parking tickets.
Talking about parking tickets today.
How does that work? Oh, well, you know, that was actually my next
Well, you know, it is. It's really plaguing some neighborhoods.
I should guess that sooner. You know what? Never doubt yourself. Always say the first thing that comes to mind.
Your first answer was going
to
be parking tickets,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Exactly. But we kind of get into that in the show.
Sir, I'm on trial because I got profiled at Lollapalooza. Then, after they ran a background check, they found a warrant.
Oh, the outstanding parking tickets guy. Oh, gosh, I thought this was after lunch.
You can get a ticket for damn near anything at any moment. Expired license plate stickers, no city sticker on your windshield, parking too close to the curb, hitting some dude just driving away.
Too far from the curb,
parking in a tow zone, snow zone, school zone, being a getaway car for a bank robbery, anything. They just have no respect.
Unforgiving.
You know, it's just too many zones to keep up with. And then on top of it, you got the folks who keep getting ticketed again and again and again.
You sound
for
like
the
you
same
might have had
violation.
A personal experience dealing with ticketing. In
Let's
Chicago.
Just say that the money I spent on parking tickets in Chicago would fund, you know, just so many important youth programs.
I feel like there was a time at which every time I left the house and parked anywhere, I would get a ticket.
Yeah.
And like this is like in my 20s, like, you know, $65 is kind of make or break.
I feel like parking tickets is a secret weapon that cities use to just
they've done studies
revenue.
About it. Like certain municipalities will actually weaponize parking tickets. And then parking tickets can get you sent to jail. And so that's
ridiculous.
It's
you know, it's
insane.
So bad, actually. They even have bankruptcy ads on the radio, and it's really about parking ticket debt.
Chicago parking tickets. If you can't pay, they'll boot your car and suspend your license.
But wow, that ad was really eye-opening.
Dude, I wish I hadn't heard it.
Yeah, right? And so since our partners at WBEZ, a.k.a. The Biz, know a thing or two about covering all
Does
types
Does anybody
of...
at WBEZ call it The Biz?
I don't think so. I do.
Then why wouldn't it be Bees?
But our partners at WBEZ, you know, they know a thing about covering all types of Chicago issues. And we thought, well, maybe there's someone there who might know a thing or two about this. And man, did we find
That's
somebody.
Right. Get ready to meet WBEZ's data editor, Elliot Ramos. For over a year and a half, he and reporter Melissa Sanchez at ProPublica, Illinois, have been investigating this very topic.
Like investigating in all caps. They've put out dozens of stories on this and can break it down by neighborhood, how often and how much people get hit for tickets. And can you guess which communities get targeted the most?
I'm going to say wealthy white ones.
Close. So close. You've done your reading. But no, it's actually black and brown communities.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Shocking.
Damn it.
No, people in the Gold Coast, they take the bus.
I knew it was a trick question.
Yeah. Anyway, all the recognition of Elliot and Melissa's work has gotten has been overwhelming. But the best one might be that they got a shout out from Cardi B on Instagram. I'm not making this up.
Bucket list. Listen, forget the Pulitzer Prize. If you're a journalist, you know your work has crossed over if Cardi B or Kim K is sharing it.
Or if Michael Keaton is playing you in a movie.
That too. Listen, we wanted to see just how bad ticketing in Chicago is, so Elliot agreed to give us a little walking tour through one of the most ticketed neighborhoods on the South Side.
And joining Elliot is our Heart News correspondent extraordinaire, Kelly Howard. You know, she met up with Elliot in South Shore, 75th and Yates.
She's the Edward R. Murrow of our little podcast, I would say.
Hey, what up? It's your girl, Kelly Howard, and I am here with WBEZ journalist Elliot Ramos. He wants to talk to us a little bit about ticketing in this specific area. Am I correct?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm good. So tell me, what is so significant about this specific area of Chicago?
This area is one of the most ticketed parts of the city, and it's also one of the most indebted areas in the city in terms of ticket that's owed to the city of Chicago.
What do you mean by that?
They owe tens of millions of dollars in outstanding
tickets. Just the people that live in this area?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Do you think that'll ever get paid? Is that something realistic to expect?
No, most of them never get paid. If you go far back enough, the ticket that's on the books, it goes as like dismissed because the reason for dismissal is deceased. So we just keep those on the books for a while.
Maybe I should put this out on the airwaves, but when I got married, because my name changed and my ID number changed and everything changed, a lot of the tickets that I had are like no longer there. They don't even show up.
Kelly, you're right. You should not have put that on the air. And now they know.
And so I guess I'm lucky.
No, we have no statute of limitations here in Illinois.
See?
I've had people come back and tell me that they went after them for tickets from like 1993.
So I just got to stay married, I guess, huh?
Long and happy life.
Long, happy life. Like, why are you with me? Because I have parking tickets. Man, I want to walk around and try to see if we can spot some boots or some tickets.
My money is on, we would find something within 10 minutes. That's my money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, let's walk and see. So tell me a little bit more about your findings so far.
We would start looking at the density of some areas, and there's not, especially in like say Inglewood, there's not nearly as many people living there, but we're noticing that ticketing in those neighborhoods were sometimes 10 times higher per household than they were in some Northside neighborhoods.
We're getting lucky. We're not finding any.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky for people. I want to check down there, or I'm just looking at.
Oh, they run through here on a rampage and give you tickets.
How many tickets would you say you've gotten in this area?
Four. Four of them in 3 months.
Four in 3 months.
Yeah. They got me a 905 on my block for the street cleaning. 905, they hit me at 905. Truck hadn't even been through, they hit me. I was coming out, they had already got me.
For the 9 a.m.
Yeah, for the 9 a.m., but 905, they was on me.
So how often do they come through here and ticket people?
Twice, three times a week, two, three times a week, they gonna run this land. Boots and the tickets.
I think one of the things that's happening now that the reporting's coming out is that they no longer have the deniability to say that it's having this kind of disparate effect. If it's having a disparate impact, you have to sort of assess the system as a whole. I think now there's a broader conversation, like how do we raise money? And a lot of people don't even think about this, but a lot of it's also coming from the fact that the federal money is not coming in anymore to cities. And now that it's not going there, this is what we're doing to try to pay for our budget.
So we have to adult as a city, and we don't know how to freaking do it.
No. That is the best thing. That's the best. That is the best, most succinct thing on tax policies. There's three tickets on this one.
That's crazy. And I wonder how long this car has been sitting here.
It's under layers of leaves, and you can actually, two of the tickets are now matted together, and I don't think I could get one. I'm trying to peel it back. It's been raining a lot, so.
To see the date?
I can't even open it. It's going to disintegrate.
Are the plates registered?
Almost everybody that we talked to just on the street said that they had an issue with it. It wasn't like a reach. People were like, oh, yeah, they come here this many times during the day. I even had like an 11-year-old kid tell me that, too, which is insane because being that age, that's not something I paid attention to as a kid. And that's something that kid paid attention to is how often the tow trucks were on his block.
Right. I guess that has to be pretty often for him to recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the saddest thing that kid told me is like, why are you going to help us? I'm like, that is not something that I would think an 11-year-old kid is is thinking about and saying and then asking for help on a policy issue.
Right. The idea of, are you going to help us? Like, that's like him saying, save my block. That's sad.
Everybody has something to say on it, though. And especially people, if they do own a car in the city, in some of these neighborhoods, just, there's the feeling that you're being targeted. And it's just, it's a lot of different bad policies at play, all working at the same time, that's creating that perception.
Thank you so much, Elliot, for like going through this walkthrough with me and talking about all these different ticket issues in these areas. And though we only saw 3 tickets, or 6 in total if we count both the cars, we got a guy that got like $18,000 in tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to talk to us about that. And his case was extreme. Like, he almost lost everything.
Yeah, it came very, very close to it.
Yes.
He can tell you a story.
I'm excited to hear it. That's our next stop.
It's so interesting to me that a community that is in some ways besieged by problems from within is also being attacked on the outside, too. With the tickets, and I'm sure there's disproportionate incarceration and other things we've seen and know exist, but it just makes me feel like that's a really, you know, a strong community that can take that much beating.
Yeah,
because that's really what it is, like, to come from a job where you don't make enough money to come home and see even more bills you can't pay.
Yeah,
and then
then they accrue interest, and you know, it came out just, you know, about the time that we started recording this that Jeffrey Epstein was out of his jail cell for up to 8 hours a day because he could afford to pay for a special room in the Manhattan jail where you can pay to see your attorneys. And he literally ate up as many hours in attorney fees. And that's really expensive. 8 hours a day attorney fees. Like, only the rich could afford that.
$1,000 an hour, probably.
Probably way more than that, given the charges against him.
Correct.
And so it just kind of goes towards the financial discrimination.
Are you
that
saying
takes
America
place
has
between,
two systems, one for the rich and one for
everybody
else?
I'm going out there. I'm going out on that limb.
I
you
think
know, as we
guys,
said on another podcast,
look, here,
there's nothing more expensive than
being broke,
poor.
Which is, I think, the ultimate goal of our show and everything we talk about, guys, is just please get rich. That's the secret. Is there another path for y'all other than get wealthy? Can you think of anything else people can do?
No.
All right, guys. Well, good luck, everybody. hope you all make it.
We'll be back.
Terrible. We'll be right back. And we're black.
No, I think it says, and we're back.
Well, that's not what my copy says. Who wrote this? Guys, not cool.
We're about to take a little trip out of the South Side.
No.
No, it's true. It's
no, that's right. Happen. Now, although our show and this podcast is about the South Side, we could not forget the one and only West Side, where my mother's from. Love the West Side. Went to high school there.
Shout out to Lil Rel, the
shout
comedian.
Shout out to Lil
Rel, from the West Side.
From the West Side. You know, shout out to Whitney Young High School. Best damn high school in the city. And, you know, the West Side is one of a kind, from Crucial Conflict.
Smoking on Hay. It was a great song.
Yep.
Great song.
Twista to MacArthur's Banana Pudding, which I don't even know what that is. It sounds delicious, though. It's a place on the West Side that sells banana pudding. I guess it's called MacArthur's. I would also
you know, I
say,
love it when people talk about, like, oh, I love my city. Like, if you were talking about Atlanta.
I know,
like,
right?
Oh, I love my city. The MLK Center and Walter's Shoes and Big Mama's Biscuits. And you're like,
who the hell is
what's
Big Mama?
Big Mama's Biscuits? And it's like, oh, come on. Are you really from Atlanta?
You
really
Mama?
From Atlanta? Like,
you don't know Big Mama's?
Somebody's own personal experience always works its way into, like, the
yeah.
staples.
Well, I think one thing, the reason I'm excited about this is because one thing I always say and that we always say is, like, you know, we're from the South Side, born and raised. We don't think that any side of Chicago is better.
Shout out to the Loop.
Than any other side of Chicago. I think it's all great people. Certainly my experience with the Black Chicago experience extends to the South Side, even parts of the North Side. So really excited.
Wrigleyville.
Really excited to explore some other stuff, man. Let's do it.
Where are you at? You know, I will say
the West Side has given the world so very much.
They really have. And Kelly and the crew traveled to hear the story of Rodney Shelton, who found himself with $18,000. That's 3 zeros, you guys. $18,000 in parking ticket debt and and basically he was forced into bankruptcy.
And that name sounds like it's straight from a Hollywood writer room for black
from
character.
From 1970s.
Exactly.
This is Rodney Shelton.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
y'all?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, better hang loose, cuz. Sorry, Rodney. I'm sure you're far more different than that. Anyway, it's so messed up. But what's even worse is how common a situation like Rodney's is in the city of Chicago. In his case, however, they picked the wrong person to ticket.
They did.
Because Rodney is not about to take that L. You know, dude has taken
to
on
be
the
clear,
before.
The letter L.
Yeah, we got to be clear.
He will gladly take an elevated
train. He's on one right now. Rodney will take that L.
Yeah, it's radio, guys. You're
guys,
not looking at what we're seeing.
You
got to
be careful with this.
This is the problem with the medium. It's really hard. Sometimes things are...
El train, the Spanish.
Things are homonyms.
Yes.
Homonyms.
Homonyms.
But listen, Rodney...
Do they know who?
Hold on.
I think WBEZ
is
going to
pull the plug. They're going to be like, they don't speak like this.
Guys, we had some African American gentlemen on the microphone today.
Listen, we tried diversity. It didn't work. It didn't work.
But you know what? They tried.
No, they did try. Man. Listen.
Hey, we messed it up for everybody, man. Focus, dude.
I'm going to focus because the next part, unfortunately, is very unfortunate. Rodney is a firefighter who grew up. He works on the west side of the city, and he was part of a federal discrimination lawsuit that forced the fire department to hire over 100 black firefighters who passed the entrance exam, but for whatever reason, were still not hired at the time.
And they took the test in 1995. Finally, got hired in 2012. So Rodney knows how to play the long game.
Yeah.
Now he says he's studying up on constitutional law right now to go fight his parking.
Of course he is. He's a firefighter by day, Aaron Brockovich by night.
On top of his side hustles, my man has been an Uber driver. You know, he's trying to buy a charter bus.
That's good.
He's even studying to get his own private pilot's license.
Firefighting might become his side hustle.
You very well could be. Kelly and the crew met up with Rodney in West Garfield Park, famous
which
place.
Is not close at all to where the Obamas live.
Technically, he's in Chicago, so it's technically... probably 35 minutes.
Oh, come on, man. You told me that 10 minutes before
Sorry.
We went to air.
Anyway, we're not going to look at the miles. We just know that it's a very long train and bus ride away.
But a very short plane ride away.
Yeah, 6 minutes.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Kelly Howard, and we are back standing here on Pulaski and Adams with Rodney Shelton to discuss these $18,000 worth of tickets he's been dealing with for the last few years. And just a heads up, we're standing here in an open lot, and you may hear helicopters, motorcycles, firecrackers, those not gunshots, I already asked. You might hear this stuff because it's lit as hell on the west side. So many people outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's so active.
That's Madison. That's like the old 63rd Street out south.
Yes.
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 Or what you, the hundreds up on the Michigan. 100
oh,
and something. Michigan.
Yeah,
yeah, Michigan.
Yeah. So
that's,
active.
That's this version of that.
Okay.
This is home for me.
Tell us a little bit about what happened with your story.
So basically, I had the car that I purchased for my son. I actually bought it from my grandmother.
Okay.
And that was supposed to be a starter vehicle for him. The car was in my name, so I was still was responsible for everything. It couldn't pass the emissions. Then eventually found out that it had a crack head gasket. So for the most part, the car had been sitting here for a while. Then eventually the tags expired. Okay, when you can't pass an emission, you can't
renew your
registration.
Tags, yeah.
Right. So eventually that expired, and then my city sticker expired. So it wasn't like I couldn't pay. I wasn't allowed to because I needed to get the car fixed. Then one day my son's mother had given me like about 10 tickets. She was like, you got a lot of tickets on the car. So I went over to the administrative hearing office, 95th and Jeffrey. Took them over there. They looked it up and she was like, you got more than this. Well, I say that was about October. The next time I heard something was from my supervisor, my chief. And he was like, my driver's license was suspended. Well, a valid driver's license is a condition of employment.
Oh, wow.
Right. And then what I found out later through this department memo, it really wasn't intended for me to see. But in 10 days, the exempt ranks were going to meet to decide what they were going to do. So basically, they were going to start the termination process.
So you were going to get fired
if you didn't get your license back.
Which in turn means dealing with the tickets.
And dealing with the tickets.
Right.
Because I'm looking like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So the tickets actually were 9,000, but because I didn't show up to the hearing, the fine doubled and they accessed the fees, which took it up to 18,000.
Did you know about the hearing? Were you aware of it?
I was not aware of the hearing. So when I did my research, I found out that they were sending the notices to an address that I was not living at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're just getting hit from all angles.
So I'm getting hit from every angle. I got 77 tickets in 90 days.
Wow. In 90 days. All this happened in a span of 3 months?
In a span of 3 months. I got 77 tickets. So I had one officer, and I could tell that they partners, one officer 26 tickets, another officer 22 tickets, another officer 17 tickets.
So the 9,000 and then doubled because of the time, became 18,000. Mm-hmm. Overall, the payment plans and the bankruptcy, do you know exactly how much you've paid or is going to end up paying in the end?
I just got my statement back. And I have a balance of a little under $3,000 left.
Okay.
But it was the with the interest and everything, 18 and some change.
So you've paid over $15,000.
Yeah.
What kind of car was this?
This was a 2000 Chevy Cavalier.
2000 a Cavalier?
Yeah.
Not even an Impala?
No.
A Cavalier.
It was my grandmother's car.
Oh, man.
It was my grandmother's car.
So you damn near bought that car like 7 times.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to give me my money back.
So do you currently have a lawyer to fight the city on this?
Not to deal with violating the civil rights, no.
No?
No, I don't have a lawyer to deal with recouping my $18,000. No. I'm just still working. I'm still doing my own little research and things and trying to at least get my money back.
Yeah. And you probably, luckily, unknowingly got some type of leniency just because you're a firefighter.
Right, right.
Which means if your process was this hard as a city worker,
right.
Then somebody that imagine, is just a Joe Smo off the street
right.
is going through it.
I grew up in this neighborhood, and you all probably were taught the same thing. Somebody come to you, and they hit you, then you knock them out when you get the opportunity. And that's what the city has done. You done come over here and you done slapped me about 10 times and think I just supposed to walk away? No, I'm gonna give my lick back.
It's like the most Chicago sentence. I'm gonna get my lick back. That is just incredible. You know, I think one of the other things that story for me really highlights is we always say on our show that there's nothing more expensive than being broke. And I think part of that, when you unpack it, is like, think about if this dude had been born from a more moneyed family, where you might have a cousin who's a lawyer. You might have an uncle or somebody who works for the city. You know what I'm saying? There's a cost to not just being who you are, but also who you don't know. Because so many times, even in my life, if I'm dealing with any kind of municipal issue, or legal, I call friends, I call college friends and say, hey, man, you know, you're a lawyer, you're a dentist, you're a doctor. I've been having this thing, what do I do about it? And, you know, there are people who don't have, that sounds facetious, but I'm trying to underline a point. There's so many people, particularly in these communities, they can't even make those phone calls, much less call a professional attorney and be charged to get these answers. And so they really do have to kind of study it on their own and learn it on their own and hope that they can figure it out. That is an incredible burden. On that note, guys, that's all the time we have.
We hope you laughed at the episode.
We hope you laughed at the episode. Again, want to thank Rodney. We want to thank Kelly for their time today. My thanks to Diallo Riddle, who is about to go outside and pay his meter.
Yeah, gladly.
You know?
Gladly.
They're going to get you. All right, y'all. See you soon.
Got it from David, and it go crazy.
Southside Stories is a production of WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central.
I'm Diallo Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
The producer is James Edwards, with production support from Bia Medias.
The executive producers are Steve Raises and Kevin Dawson.
Special thanks to Kellen Parker, Jeremy Westfall, Dara Frank, Michael Blyden, and Brendan Banizek.